This is Jennifer Kelly, Whole Child Educational Consultant and Provider of Supplementary Education Services. Welcome to my short overview and talk on respect. I will relate this to educational practice, professionalism, creating a class and school culture environment of educational leadership, implementing clear and strict discipline, flexible learning options, mutual respect, and being valued inside and outside the school classroom or in shared learning settings. Before I get into this talk, I want to talk about laying the foundational mindset for respect. It is good practice to cultivate a common good and a common work ethic to work towards and reflect on your intentionality when you are considering respect. I want to focus on laying the foundational mindset for respect. This involves finding ways to find positive points and aspects to emphasize and focus on each day, relating to empathy, understanding, and progressing towards individual and common goals. This kind of growth mindset of taking yourself and others in a positive, result-driven outcome direction is what is needed to be a professional educational leader who commands respect in the classroom and in other learning environments. How you conduct yourself influences how others see you and how you represent and react to students. You need to be willing and receptive to take feedback and be ready to form appropriate learning partnerships. Give feedback, credit, and recognition when it is due, and never put anyone down or allow anyone to put you down. Respect should be seen as a given of what is to be expected in the classroom. This coincides with the environmental arrangements and should not be something additional that we might consider. Respect should be a given. The way you maintain and manage a learning environment, the rules, discipline, and the consistent routines you establish, and your influence and ability to keep order inside and outside the classroom also relates to engaging with parents regarding students' needs outside the classroom, family issues, awareness of health status, social issues, social interactions, friendships, learning strengths and weaknesses, and activities of the student. You want to instill in students the importance of having a love of learning, becoming critical thinkers and good communicators, who learn to lead well-rounded, good lives with proper manners, character, and discipline related to having a positive mindset to work towards excellence. As educators, you should emphasize simple ways to practice mutual teacher-to-student respect and student-to-teacher respect that reinforces that everyone is good at something. There are a diversity of people of all different personalities, learning styles, attitudes, perspectives, and challenges that need to be recognized and appreciated so they can work towards respectful group and individual success. As mentioned, to command respect, we have to be in a positive mindset among collaborative, like-minded people. To give and to get respect genuinely and appropriately, we need to show interest in learning and working on our strengths and weaknesses. In turn, as educator, you need to be able to functionally support whatever needs to be done. As educator, you should take the approach that you need to be consistent socially, professionally, and supportively by like-minded people with long-term consistency. Thereby, as educator, you can be at your best and be highly organized, competent, prioritized, have clear direct communication, and have fitting approaches that seem to flow easily and consistently and impact positive daily actions and daily productive routines. It is important as educator, you set the stage for mutual respect by having your own highly structured positive conduct rules and positive values in mind to influence positive leadership and be a role model. It is important that as teacher, educator, you strive to be organized, confident, and knowledgeable, use relevant practices to reinforce process learning, and put skills into practice. It is important that you have a consistent mindset that offers stability and balance in collaboration with others, educators, and teachers, and related educational staff and students to work towards practical and creative solutions. The teacher should be skilled, the teacher and or educator should be skilled and trained in student, staff, and parent engagement and encourage a positive growth mindset, encourage perspective taking, and be able to professionally and positively connect with the whole child. If the teacher is on call or acting as a sub, they need to be comfortable and confident and stand their ground, be knowledgeable, informed to fill the shoes of the teacher, and not allow themselves to feel lost or intimidated or act like they can't take charge or are made to feel unsure of by students and that they don't know what to do to set a precedence for giving and getting respect. In other words, students should ideally not feel like they're getting a dumb sub when a teacher is filling in for another teacher or a teacher in training is filling in for a permanent teacher. So, as stated, the students should not feel like the teacher does not have control and doesn't know what she's doing, the teacher that's filling in, whereby the students would be able to pull strings because the sub teacher is seen as easy to take advantage of, and they will decide whether or not they are going to cooperate in attitude and work habits. The sub teacher should be prepared and willing to fill the duties of the regular teacher. Students need to see the sub as in control and responsible regardless of the class dynamics and class situation. Quite honestly, most people don't like being thought of just and only as a sub on call or per diem substitute who is always going into different situations where they feel like they don't know what to expect and don't feel like they can be confident and able to predict that they will be able to handle the class dynamics, routine, and class situation. Most people who do this type of work are not comfortable just being a sub in ever-changing classroom learning environments with different class conduct, different expectations, different personalities with varying needs and skill levels. Ideally, I have enjoyed being a sub teacher because it is challenging and dynamic. I like supporting whatever needs to be done in the classroom. Subbing ideally keeps me motivated towards my goal of keeping current with different educational learning environments and learning challenges, working with learners of different needs that need different types of learning strategies, approaches, and learning situations and solutions. For the best of educators, working with a variety of students is a chance to develop transferable skills, and this is helpful to the majority of people who want to gain work as regular teachers. For me, some of these skills are transferable to working as a collaborative educational consultant and provider of supplementary education services. For those who are new to the game in education or just filling in as subs, I recommend meeting the teacher you would be filling in for beforehand, if possible, and discussing his or her approaches and expectations for what to do when you're filling in. If this is not possible, it's always good to arrive in the classroom you're covering for early to familiarize yourself with the surrounding staff, classroom, teacher notes, and procedures that were left for you. You should also make sure you are familiar with the classroom technology and know where the phone extension contacts are for any support staff you might need to call. It is mindful, thorough, diligent, and professional for a sub teacher to leave short professional comments at the end of the day regarding student behaviors that were negative that needed attending to, along with comments on positive behaviors and actions that needed recognition. Lastly, in your comment note, you should leave a short comment about the class atmosphere, tone during the day, the flow of the overall day, and how the day went in general. Professionalism and professional development should be a habit and regular practice for the teacher educator. whereby his or her competence is not questioned. As teacher, educator, and someone who has a mindset of gratitude and thankfulness for his or her students, and gives encouragement and shows and models positive actions towards students and in working with students to work towards increased progress and creating an environment of growing student self-esteem, confidence, love of learning, and critical thinking, which should be the norm and expectation. Along with this, there should be a cooperative mindset that we all learn, improve, and better our strengths and weaknesses together and in encouraging each other. As teacher, you should reinforce that no one knows everything and that we improve through learned appropriate study practices, planned and taught reading comprehension skills, encourage perspective taking, reflection, and mindfulness related to solution-based process thinking, finding ways as educator to be a long-term and consistent professional and have a good reputation for personal and social communication that's effectively supported. In terms of mindset, as a teacher educator, you should instill in students that you expect them to make an effort and to have a mindset to strive towards full focus attention and to try to more fully retain and apply learned information even when some lessons may seem boring or irrelevant. The professional experienced teacher educator knows skillful ways to adapt class instruction, to redirect focus, and make almost anything interesting, even if this seems fleeting or coming and going in many students at times. Striving to be an expert teacher-educator enables you to direct your students with confidence, patience, kindness, understanding, and letting them know, as stated before, that it's okay to make mistakes and that we all make mistakes and this is how we learn. As teacher-educator, you should let them know it's okay to apologize if you did something wrong or made a mistake. In terms of students, we always need to be reflective and re-examine a student's full efforts, learning approaches, and needs to help them towards the best of their potential. As teachers and educators and related school staff, you should be consistently timely and reliable when responding to other staff, students, and parents' messages, notices, and professional emails. As teachers, educators, and educational staff, you should strive to be very empathetic, understanding, supportive, and encouraging of people's abilities. In conduct, the teacher-educator should be interesting and energetic and show the students he or she is always willing to go the extra mile for individual students and groups of students and collaborative staff learning by offering needed or immediate help or supplementary education to help with task completion and remediation, forms of enrichment, and suggest additional outside tutoring and enrichment activities based on students' needs and interests. As teachers and educators, you need to be known to staff and students as someone who can be counted on to be honest, reliable, committed, and responsible. As teachers and educators, you should always be open to an exchange of positive and constructive feedback, whether it is from an educator-to-educator perspective, student-to-student, student-to-educator, parent-to-educator, or educator-to-parent. It is important to stress the importance of learning to work together for individual and collaborative goals. Ultimately, this is what is needed in any learning environment and in the real world. This is Jennifer Kelly, Whole Child Consultant and Provider of Supplementary Education Services, wishing you the best of success and a positive mindset in working towards steps to your truest, highest potential.